Lil Uzi Vert just dropped his new single, Demon High, and this comes with all the anticipation for his new mixtape, The Pink Tape, which should be coming out any week now. But guys, let us know your thoughts on this new song in the comments, and we will be keeping you guys updated with everything related to the rollout for The Pink Tape, so subscribe if you haven't already, because we'll also be doing a review to the album, or mixtape, I should say, when it does come out. So going into Demon High, we did get teases that he was shooting a music video and that this song was probably going to come out around Halloween. So how do you feel about it?
Listen, honestly, like, I'm glad to see that he's having fun with his music again, and definitely gives you an indication of where he's trying to go with his next sound. Very hyper pop, like, kind of gives you this sort of aesthetic where, you know, he's trying to maybe get more pop with this sound, and he's trying to maybe, you know, tackle different subgenres. So I like that. Also, I like how it's a different variation from Eternal It Takes, so staying away from all of those spacey beats and kind of generic flows. I like that too. Plus, the song kind of has like this really sort of uplifting tempo to it. There's a lot of energy to it, but Uzi's actually talking about some really dark shit, you know, about him having demons and about him trying to control them, and also kind of like the relationship with this girl. So from your standpoint, like, as an Uzi fan, how did you fuck with it, and do you think it was a level up from Eternal It Takes right
now? I think what's cool is that, like, sonically it's totally different than anything I've ever heard from Uzi, because he's diving into this hyper pop wave right now with this very pop centered beat produced by Rex Kudo and Pro Logic. And in terms of an overall song, I feel like it's more geared towards a younger audience. I feel like high school kids are going to be bumping this because it kind of has this youthful energy. It's kind of, I wouldn't say basic, but it kind of just feels like very one-dimensional for the most part. I feel like Uzi didn't do much stylistically to change up his flows or really give us crazy delivery, but I will say that I did enjoy the hook because it's very melodic. He's kind of stretching out his vocal notes to deliver that hook. And overall, like, it's a fun song. I do like the fact that it sounds totally different than anything I've ever heard from Uzi, but at the same time, not one of my favorite Uzi songs in recent memory.
No,
I will
definitely
say that.
Not one of my favorite Uzi songs. But what I do like is, like what you said about the hook, is that it's actually really well done. And that was an issue for me with Eternal It Takes, yeah. Was there was a lack of memorable hooks. Like, this would probably be one of the best hooks on the whole album.
I agree
for fuck's
with that.
Sakes.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and going through the song, like, I also like how Uzi's bringing in a nice energy here. Like, it sounds like he wants to create. It sounds like he wants to be dropping, you know, new music. And it kind of gets me inspired to, like, what's to come with The Pink Tape. Because if he's having fun now with only a Halloween single, what's there to come with that Pink Tape? And I guess you could kind of already guess, like, where he's trying to go with his new sound. That's obviously going to be hyper pop. Or
you think so for the whole project? I feel like I could still see him maybe going.
But how many artists are doing it though? And like, think about how, like, how
profitable it is. Yes,
you know what I'm
but at the
say?
Same time, like, from the snippets we heard for the Pink Tape, I think we will be getting also some traditional, you know, psychedelic trap beats from Uzi that we might have heard on, like, something like Love Is Rage 2 or something back from his 2016 mixtapes, or we might get to see him on some Rage beats as well. So I feel like it will be a very diverse project sonically. But I want to ask you something, because at the outro of the song, Uzi's kind of like talking to someone and he says, "See, I told you your first day wasn't that bad. Cheer up, we're gonna have fun. Now that you're here with me, you're gonna live forever." So what did you, like, take away from that? Who do you think he was talking to?
Okay, so there's two different sort of ideas that I have for this. Either he was talking to, like, maybe the girl that he was with on the first day, and, like, kind of like the whole thing of Demon High is that it's that first day of high school and going through that experience. Or maybe it's going to be the intro to The Pink Tape, where it kind of then takes you into the rest of the album and the rest of the track listing. So I don't know if this is going to be featured on The Pink Tape. It probably will, especially if it's a single coming out around now. But for the most part, I think that it's cool how he's actually adding some cinematic value into this. Like, it's almost as if there's a theme going on. So I don't know where it's going to go. We only have a couple of listens on the song, so we'll see how it progresses. I'm going to bump it more as the weekend goes. But I have, like, one last question for you. You know, like, looking at this and, you know, looking at what Uzi did with Eternal It Takes, do you think he has the power now to be able to top his last album and kind of make the fans happy? Because there's a lot of mixed receptions on Eternal It Takes, and he said it on multiple occasions, he doesn't even like it himself.
Yeah, I think that he will be doing a lot more in terms of, you know, going back to giving us these relationship ballads where he's singing more and getting more melodic, which is an avenue where he really excels at. And also, like you were saying, the fact that there's actual, you know, cinematic value in this song is a big bonus, because some of his best songs, or even his best song, Exo Tour Life, which, yes, I know it's his most popular, but to me, it's also his best. You had a concept to that track, and it seems like that's something he's bringing back with songs like Demon High. And I mean, yes, Eternal It Takes had the whole futuristic, spacey theme to it, but it wasn't really followed through with that much. And I just feel like with this project, he will be playing on all his strengths while also experimenting with new sounds. So I'm expecting this to be like his best project since 2017, to be honest. Oh,
that's for sure. I think that it will be a return to form. It seems like Uzi is hungry and he's trying out different stuff. So on that note, guys, please subscribe because we're going to be keeping you updated with everything Lil Uzi related, especially for the Pink Tape. And we will be dropping our review reaction when the tape does come out. So as I said, subscribe if you have not already. Smash the like button if you like this video. And we'll catch you on the next one. Thank you for watching the video. It's always a pleasure doing content for you guys. Listen, if you haven't already, subscribe to the channel because we're doing album reviews and we actually have our series called Everything We Know where we take you guys through the whole album rollout of the hottest releases of the year. Not only that, guys, but our Patreon plan is now live. You guys could access that in the bio. I appreciate you guys and I'll see you on the next one.